7:46, 14 till 8, flying through Tuesday morning. Joined now by our friend, Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good. We're doing well. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Everything's good at your house? The rain's stopped and all that stuff?
Yeah, we're holding a little water in Grand Isle, and we have some, but I think it's receding. It's the road is still passable,
yeah,
so we've been in touch with them this morning already.
Yeah, I was kidding about your house, but seriously about the parish, now that I mention it, is you got any flooding?
Yeah, yeah, just an overnight rain event, but we're okay right now, yeah.
And so. Canals and all that stuff, good?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
How in the world can you be the co-chair of the National Association of Counties Disaster Response Task Force when you're the president of a parish? Thoughts?
Well, this is an extra job. This is not obviously a permanent job or anything.
I was kidding about counties and parish. That's
all.
I was just playing around.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, how are you going to have the time to do that? I thought you thought it was a different job.
Oh, you could do anything you wanted. I know that. Go ahead. Tell me
about it. So, right, counties, I have to explain that when I go to conferences and stuff, that a parish is like a county. I think we're the only one in the country like that.
Yep.
I should know that, but I think we are. So National Association of Counties is what I am like, or what all elected officials are like. It's that organization that represents all of us. And the president of that organization is from California, and he has personally been through, from the wine country, he's been through a lot of emergencies. And he set up a task force to look at, disaster reform. And I was very fortunate to be asked on the task force, but also to be asked to be one of the co-chairs. My other co-chair is Commissioner Adrian Garcia from Harris County, Texas. And it's really a great group of people. I look forward to getting to know them. It's about 25 people from around the country that represent having to respond to every kind of disaster you can imagine, snowstorms and something called tree mortality somebody was telling me about, but hail, wildfires, you name it, this group has had to respond to it. And, of course, I think that's why I got asked to be on this task force as well, is because we have had so many different emergencies in the past couple of years. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think I'm going to learn a lot for Jefferson Parish. I'm always looking for better ways for us to respond and be more prepared. And when you get with people that are also focused on that, it only helps us. So I think it's just a great opportunity for us to be on this task force.
Tell me what's going on, and when I'm going to ask you this question, I'm going to have to take a break for traffic. I didn't realize we were this late, but I want to talk to you about the special session when we come back, in the inventory tax and where Jefferson Parish gets their revenue from and how that could affect Jefferson Parish, and also what in the special session is getting your attention as a parish president. And I know you're all about business development and everything else, so we'll talk about that when we come back, and also lead pipes and more. We're talking to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. It's coming up on 7:50, 10 till 8, rainy Tuesday morning. Traffic now, WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8, back with Cynthia Lee Shang, President of Jefferson Parish. Have you ever seen the clothesline torched bacon at Drago's?
No, I have not.
It's something to see.
And I
it
have
really
done
is.
The breakfast at Drago's.
They cook it with a torch, and then you smell the rosemary and everything, and it makes a noise. It's like a holiday tradition, almost like an indoor fireplace with bacon. Anyway, let's talk about
He's got a good avocado toast, I know.
You would have to do that. Ruin it with something healthy. Not enjoy the king cake pancake or the blueberry crumble pancake with the fresh blueberries and the syrup and grits. Anyway, let's talk about special session. What is it about? Take me through the inventory tax as it relates to Jefferson Parish. What's got your attention? What doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, I'll say this. I applaud the governor for taking on such a bold initiative. We have got to be competitive with our southern neighbors. I think that is the end goal, is to, do something bold to get companies to notice us and relocate here and move here. So overall, I fully support the effort. Obviously, the devil's in the details with what's happening, and it's been a kind of crazy session. But I think what the local governments are looking at most of all is the inventory tax. Obviously, different parts of this package affect different people. And for local governments, it's the inventory tax. In Jefferson Parish, that represents about $40 million for us. Obviously, the proposal is to get rid of the inventory tax to be more competitive. And the thing about it is that it's you know, the proposal lets each parish make that decision on their own. We don't have to make that decision right now. We don't have to. We can do it at a later point. But if we get rid of that tax, we will get like a one-time bonus payment. The most you can get is $15 million one-time bonus payment. So we would be giving up $40 million and get a bonus payment, but then we believe that would make us more competitive. And then there are other areas of the package where we would make more money with sales tax. But of course, all that is still being, you know, being debated heavily right now in Baton Rouge. But I think that's, you know, we'll have to see. I mean, we'll have to crunch the numbers. But the good thing about Jefferson Parish is we're very diverse in our economy. Many of my fellow parish presidents, the inventory tax may represent 20 to 30% of their revenue. So that's a big hit, you know, if there's no certainty that you're going to make it up somewhere else. And I think everybody, especially for the smaller parishes, they believe it, that we also have to do something bold, but they need to know that there's going to be some other revenue that's going to fill that hole, so to speak. And so we'll see what happens. I mean, every day is different, and I get updates, but we'll see how the session plays out. But look, I think we do need to do something very bold for Louisiana. It's just, when it affects you, it's a big deal, and we have a lot of special interests. And but the goal is to make it much simpler. It's to make it simpler for companies, and you know, I definitely believe that. I'm glad he put forth the package. I really am.
So Mike Boeheim, House Ways and Means Committee representative from Chalmette, said, and I'm quoting here: "Spoiler alert! I think St. Bernard gets 17% from their revenue from inventory taxes." Says spoiler alert: they're going to opt out. At this point, you said $40 million a year to be replaced by a one-time $15 million payment if that's the way it stands now. I don't know what percentage of the revenue that is for Jefferson Parish, but are you at the point of deciding whether to opt in or opt out, or you still have to wait to see what happens?
No, I think for us, it's not as critical. It's 7%,
okay.
Probably around 7% we estimate. So, but again, we'll see what the session brings, because there are going to be, you know, maybe new tax revenues. So what my plan is to see what gets passed and then kind of crunch the numbers and then present that to our council. Our council is probably going to be the one to make the decision on what we do. But we'll see what gets passed, and then we'll have a little bit better information about what our forecast would be with revenues that we're not receiving now, with what we'll lose, plus, you know, the overall notion of being more competitive, making our tax, you know, we'll have to look at all those things. So that's what I said. We don't have to make that decision in timing with this session. The inventory tax decision for each parish can be made at a later date.
You got time.
I want to say like next year.
And so forth, right?
Yeah, we have time to see. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your time as always. Cynthia Lee Sheng.
Thank you.
President
Thank
of Jefferson
you,
Parish. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff Nowak about the Saints. And we'll talk to Scott Vaughn, founder of Unbranded, with the Super Bowl coming. Got something special planned, both in terms of a giveaway and helping sex trafficked victims. Back in a flash, WWL.